Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast, back from the vacation that was like 3 weeks, something like that, 3 weeks. I think we're actually getting closer to four. This is episode 27. I'm your host, Dwight Lackman. I've been, I guess I should actually explain. Yeah, I've been busy playing too many games right now. Halo Reach being one, Minecraft being another. I played a little bit of Borderlands too, trying to get ready for the new DLC that's already out by this point, but they still haven't increased the level cap yet, so holding back on it. Today my guests are Sexy Rob.
Sick Rob.
Sick Rob. Sick Rob today, that's right. And Vanessa.
Hi.
just Vanessa.
Just me.
You gotta figure out your placement. And all like that?
No, I'm gonna hold it like this.
Yeah, the whole time?
Yeah, between the legs.
Alright. That's much quieter.
Okay.
That just looks ridiculous.
Yeah, when you say, like, just between the legs, that's just gonna leave a whole world of...
She's holding this black, long...
There you go.
...thing between her legs. And just, like, 2 inches from her mouth.
Yep.
Now she's staring deep into it.
That doesn't sound gross at all.
Okay, we're not doing another one of these podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to be physically sick, okay. Rob, not mentally sick,
yeah.
Rob.
Well, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. All right. So let's do the smallish story right now. Def Jam came out, right? Def Jam, Def Star, something like that.
Def Jam, Rap Star.
There you go. Robert's just holding the case like he's in love with it.
So bad.
Yep. He just bought it and then came over here to do a quick podcast, thankfully. Why don't you read off the warnings under there for the teen rating? That'll be interesting.
Okay. It is rated T for teen for mild blood, mild violence, strong lyrics, drug reference, sexual themes, partial nudity, use of alcohol, and use of tobacco.
Yep.
And it is a singing game.
It's a singing game, yeah.
So I'm guessing in one of these music videos, someone gets stabbed, people get into a brawl, strong lyrics, of course, someone smokes some weed, half-naked women. I'm guessing that's what partially nude is.
That's probably where the blood is, too.
Oh man. Use of tobacco.
Yep. Yeah, that's just a game that has it all.
Well, when I'm feeling better, I will perform for you guys, because I said that I was.
Yeah, we're hoping that we could convince Robert to do some before the podcast, but that didn't work out that way. Yeah.
Couple days I'll feel better, and then you guys can experience this game.
Experience you playing the game.
And that is a whole other game.
That's an experience right there. So, yep. All those rap superstars out there. What was that, Vanessa?
I didn't say anything.
She said, what she said, quote unquote, is that Robert threw out a challenge about perfecting a million.
He's sick.
Right out the box. So I'm going to keep true to that, and I won't play a Millie. I'll play every other song if I feel well. And then I'll put a video up there for you guys to see. And then you guys can be the judge.
I had to switch my mic back.
That's fine.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's fine. I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah. It was on 360.
Nice.
I needed it directional. Yeah. So, no, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing you play it. You're far too white.
You're going to get on. You're going to get on. I already told you what to do. It's going to work. I'm going to record a video of that, and that's going to be a YouTube sensation.
Okay, I'm going to keep it a secret.
Yes.
I'm actually resisting a little bit just...
I know you want to. I know. It's a good one.
It's funny.
It's a good one. All
right, anyways, let's get off of that. What should we talk about first? I mean, we got two really big things that we got to talk about.
Let's talk about Reach, because we all know Reach. All
right.
Then we can save the other one for the second half where I can just fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you initiated it. Let's get it going.
Reach. First, let me ask Dwight, because I never got to ask you this.
Okay.
What did you think about the campaign side of Reach?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I mean, it's like... this is definitely the reaction that I was assuming I was going to have with the final of... I'm hearing my echo. Sorry. the last game of that Bungie was going to make for Halo. You know, it's a huge, like, it's just a really story-driven one versus the other ones. Like, the first and second one were good. You know, Halo 3 was kind of okay. ODST was all story-driven, but it wasn't the best story. You know, it was good. It was a good kind of break between the two. I'm glad I didn't pay full $60 bucks for
seriously.
It. I'm very glad I didn't pay full $60 for it. I think I paid $38 for it, which I thought was a good price point. I was like, all right, you know, $40 bucks for it, whatever. I had a lot of fun with it, got a good amount of achievements. That night, as soon as I got it, you know, went over and picked up my free legendary. And it was wonderful unpacking it, just like seeing everything, you know, it had that like...
That noble team smell.
That noble team smell. That's exactly what it is. It smells like dirt and blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And cat.
And cat. There you go. That robot arm.
Yeah, man. Sexy.
What she could do with that.
I know, right? Man, that hand would never get tired.
Aside from that, me and my buddy Ryan, before, he was moving to New Mexico the day after, you know, so, and he was driving there, so we wanted to get as much of this done as possible, because he's the world's biggest Halo fan. That might be a little stretchy too much, because there's some obsessed people out there. He's a huge Halo fan, though. And popped it in, immediately started on Heroic, and just started going through it. And beat it on Heroic. It was great. I think by the time you actually got the game, I've already beaten it 2.5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the next day.
Well, I had it. I just couldn't play it. I had to work.
You're right. Yeah, you had work, so it's... You were being responsible. I'm glad for that. You've gotten a lot more time into it now than I do, you know. But I'm crippled right now by my Xbox, the media entertainer I am. You know, like I want to capture stuff. I want to, you know, look through theater mode and do all that shit. You know,
explain that for them. Explain the whole, because you couldn't play co-op, and I think that is a stupid reason why you can't play co-op.
Yeah, I don't have a hard drive.
And apparently, if you don't have a hard drive.
An official Xbox 360 signed from Microsoft hard drive.
You cannot play co-op.
You cannot play co-op. You can go online and play multiplayer, but actually, I don't even think you can be in a party for that. Like, I was just on multiplayer by myself, solo, and I was fine. I could play that, but yeah, we tried booting up because we wanted to play with Terry that night, you know, because Terry went home, and I was like, all right, let's go. And, excuse me. Burp. signed on, and we were getting ready to play, and then everything was fine until Terry joined the party, and then it said one or more players in your party does not have like a hard drive that's, I don't know, acceptable or some shit. I don't know, but it wouldn't let us click start anymore. It would gray it out. And it was really irritating because that shouldn't keep you from playing campaign.
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And it sucks for me, since I switched over to the new 360. I got the arcade version. The matte is wonderful. I don't like the glossy. I love this matte. But the only hard drive for it is the 250 gig, and that's $130 brand new. And don't have one yet. You know, I got my flash drive and my external hard drive hooked up to this so I can burn games and keep some DLC on there, but I can't view theater mode. I can't share files. I can probably do the map thing. I'll try that out. But yeah, just a warning to everybody out there that has an arcade version 360 and are thinking about getting Reach to play with your buddies, got to get a hard drive first. Stupidest reason. I heard, I can't remember by who, it could have been you, it could have been Terry, somebody told me that they were going to patch it. Patch hasn't came out yet, so I'm still waiting.
Maybe. They should. That's a really weird reason not to be able to play co-op.
That you don't have a hard drive. I understand theater and stuff.
Yeah,
that makes sense, because the store's crap on your...
Yeah.
No. No co-op. No co-op for Dwight right now. which sucks because I really want to play co-op with my friends, you know? Have you played through Legendary yet?
I'm halfway through it, and I'm at that phase right now where I want to punch a baby because
it's
I walk 2 feet and I die. Like, literally, Legendary levels take me about 2.5 hours to beat because I'm crawling from rock to rock, and I'm letting my whole team go and kill everything, and then I pop out and I do a little shot and I go back in. And I'm at the point where you go up into the big tower. I forget what the level's called, but you go into the big alien base.
That's not Pillar of Autumn. That's...
It might be Pillar of Autumn.
Is it?
Maybe. There's a bunch of elites before you get in that tower.
Yep.
And I cannot kill them. I tried and I tried and I tried.
I fucked that. My phone's on.
So I'm taking a big break from that.
Yeah, I understand. I'm trying to do it through solo.
Yeah, same here. Yep, good luck.
No, it's incredibly hard. Like, even the first level alone, those first three elites you find
are
a fucking bitch.
Dude, the second level was the hardest because you're at the beginning, you're only with Kat. And when you have a full team, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have one person or two people with you, it's so incredibly hard. And I even tried to run and do the glitch where you just run past them all and get the nuke and nuke them all. I tried to do that. I couldn't even make it on Legendary. I finally beat it by I just sat in the corner and I let her fight everything. And then she killed everything but the elites. And then I had to help her kill the elites. But that second level took me almost a good 3 hours to beat.
That's fucking nuts, man.
It's ridiculous for like 90G or whatever it is.
Yep, no, I completely agree. It's a hell of an achievement to get, you know? So, once you get that, you're pretty much ready just to do whatever in that game. No one can really tell you what to do. Vanessa, you're not chiming in at all here.
I'm...
You've played the game. You were playing it on Heroic.
Yeah, You heard my Halo spiel about Halo 3 and why I didn't like it. So, I checked it out from work just out of curiosity, and I was like, okay, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to see how it is. I'm going to see what the big hype is all about. And I started out, and I'm playing it on Heroic, because I usually play things on Normal, because I'm not really too good of a FPS person. But I was like, you know what, I'm going to put on my big girl panties, and I'm going to try to play on Heroic.
The grandma ones?
Yeah. And I was like, and I like it. I like it a lot. It seems more fluid in movement. I didn't play ODST, so I only played Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. I like all the color and everything in it. It's really pretty. That's why I like it.
It's a pretty game.
And I like shooting aliens, so shooting aliens is fun. But, I'm trying to get into it because I'm trying to gear myself up for Robert and I's Call of Duty. We're supposed to be playing with each
other. Oh, yeah.
He's going to teach me how to play multiplayer.
Now, Call of Duty has a bot match, going right into the bot match.
Just fighting bots all the time?
And just me and her playing bots just to sort everything about the game.
I'm going to try to be a Call of Duty girl now, and we'll see how that works out. But I like it a lot. I had to go take it back to work before this, and I really, really didn't want to let it go. It was
hard. We kind of waited until the last moment right before we did the podcast to go return it.
I didn't want to take it back, but I like it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a fun game. And, I mean, ODST is kind of the stepchild that everybody kind of pushes off to the side and be like, you can have the last dinner roll. But it's worth a play. I mean, you're shaking your head a lot, Robert, but I mean, it's worth a play.
It was really short.
Yeah.
And it doesn't play like a Halo at all because you're not a Spartan.
No.
So I didn't like that aspect of it. And then the whole point of the game, like the story is to kind of remember what happened. That's your kind of, you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
So the whole point of the game is you're going from point to point, and you found a sniper rifle, and then you have a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the next point, and you're just going from point to point. And to me, I was just like, and the level design for me, they were all very similar. They were all city-like.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're stuck in Mombasa.
Yeah, so to me, it just wasn't my game. I didn't have that fun with it. And then the reason why I was excited about it was for Firefight, and then they made Firefight, you only could play it if you had friends. You couldn't matchmake. And that was another thing I didn't like. So to me, that game wasn't worth $60. Maybe $20. $20.
I would say 30. It's worth a 30, because, I mean, I had friends to play Firefight with, so it was a lot of fun, Firefight, trying to get, like, that 100,000 point mark, you know, or 200,000, whatever it is, to get those achievements. We only got one because it took us an hour and a half and we were all, like, just tired of the game at that point. Yeah. And because it's definitely not one of the Halos that holds your attention for very long. And there's no multiplayer either, like matchmaking.
Yeah, no.
It's just Firefight and the campaign.
And then the Halo 3 multiplayer is what they give you with it.
Yeah, they give you the Halo 3 multiplayer with it.
Whatever.
Right, you know, but yeah, it's $20 would be a good price for someone who's iffy. $30 for a Halo fan, I think. You know, someone who likes Halo games and know they will like it. $30 is a good price. It was a good break between the two, just to kind of get in there and see like some. I like the helmet thing and crap like that. That was kind of cool. But no, Reach is whole lot better. It's so expansive too. Like they have that whole waypoint thing all integrated with it now, and you can control or not control, but view all of your achievements from your entire Halo career.
Yeah,
fucking back to not Halo 2, but Halo 3. You know, so that's cool. I like how you can choose what part of armors that you want to buy and stuff like that. That's kind of cool. You can customize your character a little bit more. I like how you earn credits in campaign. Yeah. Not just matchmaking. Yeah. Love that. So, a lot of fun things with it. I just gotta get that hard drive and really crack down on getting better at it. But, what about you, Vanessa? Any more things you want to talk about on your experience with Reach? I mean, you didn't want to let go of it, but you kind of just said... I played it.
I didn't. I'm only on chapter 4, so I can't really...
You had it for 5 days?
Well, yeah.
Four?
But two of the days I was here watching Lost, so... I got to chapter 4. I mean, I can't really say that much, because I haven't really played it, so...
Mm.
I like it, though. I was telling Robert, because I'm not really, like... when I play shooting games, I kind of just like to... I like to do it like Borderlands. Like, I just run in there and, like, kill. Like, shoot everything
down. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty status.
And I can't really, like... Like, with Halo, like, for me, I can't really do that. So I'm kind of, like, learning how to melee more. Like, you run up and you shoot. You know, you knock them down. Which I...
The shotgun thing.
I'm not really... It's just... It's kind of like this whole learning experience for me. Robert's laughing over here.
No, no, because
in
the way you described it is funny. We all get it, and you're trying to like elaborate on it.
Well,
like, we get it.
I don't know what to say. So,
run up and knock them down.
It's
get on top of them.
I got a question for you. Have you experienced an assassination yet?
No.
Oh.
Terry was telling me that I have to do it on some level where I have to jump off. For an achievement.
That's
it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it just to get through the level.
You go up behind someone and you hit.
You hold.
Hold the melee button.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll
you have to be directly behind them. It has to be an elite or.
No, you can do it to a little guy, but it's just like a stab. It's not very.
Okay. But yeah, you just hold the button instead of tapping it.
And then we'll go do a cinematic and
everything.
Yeah,
and it pulls you out into third person and shows your guy fucking them up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I just want people to die. So.
Well, that's a good way to die.
Yeah, they'll die.
I just like killing things.
They'll die in a fancy way.
I'll let you borrow it you can beat it.
Cameron was giving me crap about checking it out. And, why are you playing that?
You gotta stop listening to Cameron giving you crap, all right? Especially for a Halo game.
I like killing.
You know?
What is he playing, Final Fantasy 13?
No, he was playing Borderlands. He was talking about how he was going to play the DLC.
Oh, speaking of that, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
No.
Because this question...
When are we going to beat the Underdome?
You can't answer my question with another question. The question
Ross
is...
Does it.
She's
why
a girl.
I?
The question is... The question is... When I was at work with Josh yesterday.
Oh, God.
We were talking about Borderlands.
Okay.
You're anticipating it already. And he asked me if I had the new content. And I said, no, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to wait until they raise the level cap.
Smart man.
And he goes, well, that's only with the content. I go, no, everyone's getting that.
I know
that. Wait, no, the second part of it, he goes, well, you know it's a lower level content, right? And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, it's a 35 level content. And I go, are you sure? I thought everything in the game scales. And he goes, no, it's level 35 content. So is that true or not? Because I've never heard of them doing that ever.
There is speculation that it won't scale. But Gearbox has always been really nice to people about with all their DLCs and everything like that. So there is speculation about it, but I think they're going to lean more towards it's going to scale.
So does anyone have it right now that we could ask, I wonder?
The DLC?
Yeah.
No. Well, actually, yeah, my friend Jose and Devo have it, but I'm pretty sure that is the wrong. Oh, I closed Raptor.
I wonder if... Because it's got to scale. Everything has scaled. Every single thing in the game scales.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to make level 35 content would be kind of stupid.
Especially level 5 content.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the core game stops at 50, right? So, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's 50 because they did the turn it up 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them are on. You're on. Apparently you played Halo Reach 5 hours ago.
Yeah, I did some shady stuff.
Assassinated a guy in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like I said, there's there is speculation right now that it won't scale, but it has to.
Hmm.
They have to.
Yeah.
But Pepsi's making me burp. Vanessa brought up a good point. Why get it until the level is increased? Because then when you guys finish up the Underdome before you go and tackle Claptrap, you can at least get those levels, you know, while you're in the Underdome.
Yeah, because, like, I've been telling Robert, like, I want to play it, but I've been maxed out 61 for, like, months and months now, so when mm-hmm. I play it, I get nothing out of it, so there's no point in playing it, even though I want to play it because I want to finish everything, but I get nothing out of it, so what's the point? I might as well just wait till the level cap, till the level raise.
Which is supposed to happen in about 2 weeks.
Yeah,
some people are talking about 2 weeks. Which is, I think, a good time.
Dwight, we should just use Robert to beat the Underdome. Make him play his lower character, and then
we'll go in
with our sirens and kill everything.
I'm down.
Yeah, of course you're down. You still get the achievement.
Oh, yeah, I want that. But it's just like, I like doing it because the first 10 waves I can actually play.
Yeah.
And then once you hit like wave 10, everything rates me, so I just sit in the corner.
Yeah, he tries to hide in the corner. They find
him. Yeah, because after round 5, I think they go out of the negatives, don't they? They start going to the positives.
And then like around 10, they have like crazy health, yeah, and they do crazy damage. So it's like I said before, I activate my berserk, and I regen crazy, and they're still taking me down faster than I can regen, so there's no point. I can't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand.
We could definitely do that. You could do it.
We got to dedicate almost a full day if we're going to knock them all out, though.
I think with two people, though, it'll be a lot faster.
3 hours will get cut down to 1.5.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad each.
I don't think it scales that way, I think, is what she's saying. Like, she's yeah, I don't know.
Why don't you tell us about your Borderlands experience, Dwight?
Fuck that. I'm still angry about that. When you get to the during the Underdome, it is basically just rounds and rounds of all types of enemies. There's three different maps. There's the Gully, the Angelic Ruins, and
something else.
Something else. And those three rounds after you finish them, you get the Prove Yourself achievement. And then there's four additional achievements after that for beating those three rounds on the greater difficulty. And it takes these from 5 rounds of 5 waves each, so that's 20 rounds technically that you have to go through, to doing 20 rounds of 5 waves each. So 5 waves, done with a round. 5 waves, done with a round. So you're doing 100. So you're going from 20 to 100. Vanessa and Robert, they did the first one by having Robert host the game on his 27?
It was 28.
28. And so all the mobs were level 28 and around there, and Vanessa came in with their level 61 and pretty much just raped shit. Still took you guys like 3 hours to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I have my 61, and you guys weren't on it. Well, you were on, but you were playing Reach, which is understandable. And I just needed to pass some time, and so I was playing it. It's actually the day where, the other day.
When we started Lost.
Yeah, I got season 6 of Lost, and me and Vanessa haven't seen it. We'll talk about that later. And I took a break from Borderlands halfway through around 8 or so. So I've already done, 35, 40 rounds of this. And that was like an hour, if that. It was longer. And by myself on my level 61, which is terrible. Like, those guys, they don't miss. So, 8 rounds into it, I'm like, I need to take a break. Vanessa's coming over in about an hour or so. I'm going to clean up my room a bit. So, started cleaning up my room, and I moved my 360 from underneath my TV to the side, and I was plugging everything back in, and I was plugging in my charger for my wireless headset, and when I leaned over to do it, my chest hit the touch-sensitive eject button on my 360 and popped out the CD. Which ended my game of Borderlands 8 rounds in, did for nothing, took me straight out to the desktop of the 360 immediately, didn't even ask, it's like, hey, you just ejected your CD, buddy. You know, it just immediately thought that I was done playing that game at that moment, no questions, no nothing, and I lost all of that work. So angry at that game at that moment. Because some games, you can eject the CD and it just pauses the game. It's like, hey, we can't go any further without this CD, you know? No, this one just stopped it completely and backed all the way out. Fucking sucked. Hated it. So, still need to go back and beat that. All three maps. So, that was my experience. Vanessa. That's it. Everybody's just done talking at that point.
I have nothing to add to Borderlands.
Yeah, new DLC looks fun though. Watched the trailer earlier with Vanessa and saw some screenshots. They looks funny as hell. So it'll be interesting too on seeing if they're gonna add any additional guns. That'll be a cool feature. Anything else on Reach that you guys want to talk about?
No.
I mean, me and Robert are
just.
Later on, we're gonna start doing some twos or threes with your cousin.
It's start actually twos and face. Fours, so.
Oh really?
Yeah.
There's not.
I did two. I mean, you can do twos because I did twos for a while, and that's another thing that's okay. There's a video before you do Arena. You should check out the video. They break down the rating system. Mm-hmm. The way that they have the rating system is it favors the player that's not good. It really does. So if you're not really good at the game, it's not too hard to rate high in Arena. But pretty much what Arena encourages is it encourages you to rush and not worry about your team winning. Just get kills. Because the way that it works is you can pretty much, if you get one kill for every 3 deaths, you stay in the positive. And for losing the match, your rating only goes down by 3%. So you start at 1,000. The highest you can get is 2,000 per game. The lowest you can get, I believe, is 0. Which the 0 and the 2,000 are unobtainable. You can't get them. And the highest you can get on like a perfect match, meaning you don't die at all, is like 1750, something around there. And so the way that it's set up is if you got a team that's camping, that's not really encouraged because they're not moving their rating up. And the way that it rates you on your 3 best games for that day. So if you have 2 hours and you can just play and play and play, and you can get, you know, you do, let's say you did your first two games were shitty, and you did your third game was good, you got like a 1300 rating.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you keep playing, you can raise that because it's always three best games. So when I first started playing, I was playing super tactical, camping in corners, freaking not moving, and I would always try to win the game, even if it was by like 2 points or whatever. I would just, and I would get an average rating of like 1350, 1400. And then after watching that video and I tried just rushing, and even though we would lose the match or whatever, or we would win by 1 point, whatever, I would be like 1600, 1550 after a match because I got like 18 kills. So the way that they set it up is kind of weird, but I think that they did that so you don't have to be like really, really good at Halo. Because mm-hmm. it's all based on kills. That's it. Not about mm-hmm. winning the objective, not about anything. It just all kills.
It's interesting.
So pretty much, if you get 2 kills per life, you're always going to stay positive. Your rank is always going to increase. But if you're getting like maybe 1 kill and you get like 3 or 4 deaths, then you'll start going down. So it's kind of, it's a weird system, but
I haven't yet gone negative at all in Halo on any of the matches I've ever played. I think the lowest I've ever gone is positive 2.
And are you talking about kills?
Yeah, kill-death ratio.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and if you keep it like that, if you keep it every two kills per life, you'd probably be like a 1400, 1500 rank. I mean, that's, Arena is not, I'm starting to see it's not that hard to get high rating. You just have to
be consistent.
Yeah, be consistent in killing. That's what it breaks down to. So it's kind of weird, but I would like to see if I could at least obtain silver. Because it goes just like accommodations. Mm-hmm. It goes iron, bronze, silver, gold, and onyx for arena season ratings. So I'd like to try to get silver because this season I got bronze just because I only did the minimum requirement of games just to qualify.
Right, right.
So I'd like to, when you get a hard drive, we'll see if we could get it up.
What do you get anything for being those accommodations, like being silver, being gold?
They say they're supposed to be, I don't know if it's gold or onyx, but they say they're supposed to be special items like armory gear that you can get for placing high. So you, when you see one on a match, you'll know, oh, that's a guy that placed high.
Taking a stab from WoW,
yeah,
I guess, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But this season there was nothing because the season was only 15 days. So the game came out on the 15th and ended on the 1st. So I think the season cycle is going to be every 30 days.
Well, that'd be cool.
So I don't know.
It's a good amount of time to get some games in.
This season it was nothing, but hopefully they get some cool armor stuff, because that'd be kind of neat.
Hmm. I wonder if you get to keep that stuff or if they get rid of it every season.
I would assume you get to keep it.
I would hope so. It'd be kind of gay.
Because then you have to defend it constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'd be more like a chore. Job, yeah. Or a job, yeah, yeah. To keep it, you know? I don't like that. I play Halo for fun. Mm-hmm. I play Call of Duty for fucking serious time, you know? Because in Call of Duty, even though no one sees my KD ratio except for my friends, it means something to me, you know? Seeing that number that way. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm trying to stay away from that because I stayed away from that in Battlefield. I have the time of my life in Battlefield, you know. Yeah. I just go in there and fuck around, and I have a great amount of time, and I do good at the game, yeah. You know, and so I want that to be about Halo, you know. And I know I can be good at Halo when it comes down to Crackdown. I would be able to crack down, but I want to be able to have fun with it too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like defending shit, you know. It'd be cool if they gave you a cape. That would be sweet.
Well, it's something that's not totally out because in Halo 3 they gave you a katana.
Yeah.
You got a katana, so
that,
it is
that
possible.
Was for 1,000 point in the game, though.
I did. Oh, man.
I didn't 1,000 point because I don't own it, and I need to because I want to play through it on Legendary.
Yeah.
And get all those skulls and stuff because those are achievements I know I can get. I just need friends to do it with, you know? So I was thinking about maybe going and buying it because it's probably pretty cheap now, right?
What?
Halo I think 3. It's...
The campaign.
It was... Before Reach came out, I think it was... $14.99 mm-hmm. went down. I think since Halo Reach came out, I think it went up to $19.99. Because Dead Rising went up to $34.
Wait, first one?
The first one.
That was $10.
Yeah, it's $34 now because the second one came out.
That's
and
bullshit.
People are buying it. It is crazy.
Wow, you people are stupid. It's got the Mass Effect
syndrome.
Yeah.
This is going to happen to Dead Space when Dead Space 2 comes out.
But see, for Mass Effect, you get a huge bonus for importing an old character. Yep. Huge, like, an insane bonus.
Yeah.
So, that would be the reason for that, but come on, for Dead Rising and Halo, you can't bring anything. Well, for Halo 3, you kind of...
The waypoint achievements.
Exactly, yeah. Right, you know, so I could see that. $20, it's still worth $20 in my mind, Halo 3. It's a good game. Got too much stuff to play right now, though. And fucking Fable 3 is coming out, and Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, are you going to look at Medal of Honor at all? Because I don't know if this is going to be on the Xbox. I read this on IGN, so I don't know, and it didn't explain it very well. But I guess apparently sometime this week, I thought it said today, they were doing open beta. So I don't know if that means a multiplayer demo is going to be out, but it said open beta multiplayer. So I kind of wanted to look towards that because I played the original beta, and I decently liked it. I liked it because I like Battlefield, I just don't like vehicles. That's why I can't get into Battlefield. And Medal of Honor was still made by DICE, so it's still Battlefield. There's no vehicles. It's a small map. So I kind of got into it. But then our manager came back from conference, and he said they fixed a lot of it, and it plays way better now.
Yeah, Israel was actually telling me that right after he dropped you off. He goes, oh, so you're excited for Medal of Honor? And I was like, not at all. 0% interested in it because Terry and all of my other friends, they played the beta,
yeah,
and they said it was terrible. Like, fucking rockets at people's feet weren't killing people and stuff like that, and, like, people could take one to the face with a grenade and they weren't dying.
Yeah, they were
dying.
A little strong, yeah.
The fuck is that? And they're like, people weren't dying for anything. So it's like, I just heard all that, and I was like, doesn't even sound fun at all. And, like, my friend Josh Alvera, he's a huge Medal of Honor guy. Back when, that was his game, you know. They did, like, competitions for it and stuff like that. They were really good at it. I think he said at one point his team was number two in the world. That's how good he was at that game. And I'm assuming it's Medal of Honor. I could be confusing with another one, but I think I'm 98% sure. But, yeah, then Israel told me that Lou came back and said they fixed a lot of stuff, and it plays tons better now. And I'm still, I don't know.
As I'm saying, if they have it, wherever this open beta is, I don't know if it's through their website or if it's actually going to just be a demo. So I'm going to check Xbox tonight and just keep checking it all week. But if it's an open beta, I mean, check it out.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, hopefully because, it's 360. I mean, if it's for the PC, whatever, we could still do it.
I'm not too excited about it, but just mainly because I would normally be excited about it, but I have Halo Reach right now, and then I'm going to have Fallout, and probably Fable.
Black Ops.
And that's what I'm saying. All those games are going to keep me to Black Ops. And once Black Ops here, everything kind of gets pushed aside, because I was like...
Black Ops comes out November 11th, right?
November
9th.
It's close.
So excited.
And that's close, man. That's almost a month away.
No. I have a month to prepare for the midnight launch.
Yeah.
It's not
that's
hard.
Gonna be killer.
It's not hard.
Hey.
Put on some camo shorts.
You saw what happened last year.
The camo face paint.
It's just the people there, man. Those are the...
It's not... I don't mind. Because that was... You have to understand, that was my first day on the job.
Yeah, that was his first... Literally his first
my
day
My first
working.
Day was that.
What did Lou tell you? What did
Welcome
he
to the jungle.
Yep.
It's... I didn't mind it because usually at midnights, I've only been behind register for Splinter Cell. I usually work the door. And on that, I was actually working crowd control, so I was just talking to all the people. It's not that big of a problem, but every time you walk by somebody, they always want something for free. Or they have some stupid question. It's like...
What color is the box?
Yeah, it's just something stupid. But I mean...
It's green? Oh, fuck!
Can I still get the Prestige Edition?
Yeah. But I don't know, it's...
Can you still get the Hardened Edition?
No. If anyone asks that, nope, we can't, because I'm getting it. That's what everyone needs to know at the store.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
It is mine. Because I want Hardened. I want Hardened because I want the 4 extra zombie maps. I want that so bad. And we can't reserve it no more. So it's like... I'm going to reserve Standard Edition. And if we get a cancel, then I have
to... You know we are, because we still have... Look at... We still have those two legendaries, and we still have that... Yes. Whatever, limited of Halo.
But I'm talking that night. That night or before, we have to get a cancel.
We'll get a cancel, like, the day or a couple days before. Well, I can't afford it, so I'm just going to get the regular one.
Okay. And that's mine. Because it's... That is one of the games... The only two games...
Or what they could be doing is they could be like... What they do all the time sometimes with really big titles that they could be like...
They do all the time sometimes 60% of the time.
60% of the time, 100% of the time works every time. What they do sometimes with the big titles is they'll cut off and then for a week they'll be like, oh, you can reserve it again. And then they'll cut it off again. So it's like...
I'll do that. I'd love them for them to do that.
If they did do that, it would be kind of smart because we have a lot of people coming in for it, but we'll see. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't.
I thought you guys took reservations until, like...
No, we do it until we reach our max.
But you have to understand, it's a limited edition.
Yeah. That's
true. So there's only a set amount of them. It's not like someone would say, well, we need 50, so give us 50.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like... And the only reason why I can't say though is because I'm just being lazy and I was late and I didn't reserve it. My main reason was I wasn't going to reserve it because there was nothing at first. And I was like, okay, well, I don't need a badge or an avatar suit, so it's stupid.
You gave the avatar suit to me.
Then all of a sudden they're like, well, you get 4 extra maps. And I was like, shit, hell yeah, I want that. I'll pay 20 extra bucks for that. Then they said there were zombie maps. So I was like, fuck yeah.
40 bucks extra.
Then all of a sudden they said, no maps. We're taking that away. That was no longer correct.
I want my 40 bucks back.
Then I was like, fuck it, I'm not reserving it. Then all of a sudden, they confirmed it, like, well, yes, there's zombie maps. Oh,
okay, you pulled it.
Yeah. You can't reserve it no more, so fuck you.
My avatar always needs new clothes.
I'm going to die in my hot dog suit. I'm going to die in that thing. I got the fucking the Oracle or whatever for him now from Halo. So he has a little thing floating around, like. It's going to be a long time before I find something better than that hot dog suit.
I'm waiting for Robert and I to finish Resident Evil so I can take off my Jill outfit and wear my Moxie hat.
I was hoping that I'd be able to see some of that gameplay from either one of you two.
I tell you, I'll come over and play it. I'll play it for you.
It is amazing.
You gotta. I mean, at least maybe for the last boss when you guys do it or something, let me know and then
get head I'll on come over here. And I'll put in my.
Yeah, you my just I'll unplug all of my stuff. Well, you got to bring your hard drive.
Oh yeah, because
we have the same box.
True.
So you just pop that in, you're done. You know, so. Yeah.
Whenever I don't know when we do that.
Do you still have to like mix shit to make like pills?
Yeah,
it's all Resident Evil. It's still very Resident Evil. The only thing is now they have plants on their head and they're. Whatever. Walk
plants?
Really fast.
Well,
you played
like
4, right?
Weird.
No,
he doesn't play anything at all.
So, Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 was classic zombies.
Yep.
I remember.
The super slow, whatever. They're slow and stupid. And then minus 3 had Nemesis in it, the big motherfucker.
Yeah, oof. I remember.
Even in Code Veronica, even in Resident Evil 0, all of it was classic. Then in 4, I forget what fucking...
It was like this...
What country you're in. You're in some country.
Like Spain?
Yeah, Spain or something like that with Leon Kennedy, which is from number 2.
I remember Leon.
Okay. He's in it, and now these zombies are...
They're parasites.
Yeah, mutated even further. They have parasites in them.
Flood.
Yes. Okay. There's actually something in there called... they're clams? What are they, clam creatures?
Clams.
I don't remember.
But they actually look just like the Flood. They turn into it. After you kill them, they have a big circular orb on their top half of their body.
Are you talking about the guys from Resident Evil 5?
Yeah.
The seashell guys?
They actually look like the Flood.
They look like... Hold on. Let me go put my mic down.
Yeah, they're a circular ball. And you have to shoot them in the leg, which is the weak point. Then they open up and shoot them in the mouth.
Yeah, you shoot them in the mouth.
But anyways, the virus is now a parasite. And their zombies are intelligent. They use weapons now.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They run. And now when you kill
they
them, if you headshot
machine
them,
machine guns,
right?
They use rocket launchers.
Yes, when you headshot them.
Didn't Nemesis use guns?
Yes. But now there's chainsaw motherfuckers. There's a guy with big-ass axes.
Why have I not been watching when
Gatling
you guys...
Hold on. We're not
Holy
done yet.
Shit.
So then after you're fighting these motherfuckers, and it's rare, but after you're fighting them and you shoot them in the head and go, yes, he dies,
You shot him in the head.
His head explodes.
Right.
He walks around for a little bit.
Like a
chicken. Then a gigantic-ass plant-looking like worm like comes out of his head. Thing.
Bonsai tree.
Comes out of his head.
And now he walks, and the only way to kill him is to hit him in that worm thing. If he gets close to you, the worm thing slashes you, and half your life is gone. It is ridiculous.
Yeah. That doesn't
I don't like it at all.
We're playing
that doesn't
on
sound fake at all.
We're playing on veteran, so it's like the second hardest difficulty.
Yeah, I don't...
What's above veteran?
Professional.
Yeah.
You would think it would go professional then veteran. Because you think a professional is someone who's in duty doing that, and a veteran is someone who's done it for 30 years.
I figure what the... they call it professional for a reason. There's like... I don't know if there's no ammo pickups. There's like... They change a lot of the game. So it's like all the difficulties are just the game gets harder, and then professional that like they changed a lot of stuff. Like I don't know if it was ammo or if it was something with your health. It was something, and that's why I saw the achievement. I was like, "Well, I'll do that." And then I saw what it actually changed. I was like, "Fuck that! I don't want it that bad."
Yeah, I like it though because it's got like all these unlockables in it aside from the game. Like you can unlock different like filters, so you could play it on black and white or sepia or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you can unlock costumes for your character. So, like,
I thought you were going somewhere else with that word.
Yeah.
You're like, costumes.
So, I play as Sheva, of course. So, I walk around.
Of course.
And she's whoever got, like, tribal outfit on instead of her BSAA outfit. And, like, Chris, you can unlock, like, this.
That's stupid.
Clubbing
fucking
outfit.
Zebra outfit.
And he's got, like, a zebra shirt on and stuff.
That's
funny.
That's a double zebra.
It's funny.
He wears a fucking, he has a white hair with a zebra off it. He's like, what the fuck?
That's dumb.
And then what I did is I had extra points on my Xbox, and I'm one of those guys that if I have points sitting there, instead of being smart, you know, letting them accumulate, save for content,
don't do it.
I just got points. I'm like, I gotta spend these. They're there. So I was playing Resident Evil, and I found that they had extra costumes to buy. And they were like 150 points each, so I had enough to get them both.
Not too bad.
So I bought them. Right, because it said what they were, but it really didn't show an accurate picture of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought them. The reason why I bought one of them was because Sheva wears a Red Riding Hood outfit. And I really wanted it. That was awesome.
Why not? Right.
So I bought that, and I put on my Chris outfit. And the Chris outfit, he's in skin-tight leather pants.
Of course.
He's
standard.
He's shirtless.
Yeah, I think you can't wear a shirtless shirt. It looks too baggy.
He has spiked shoulder pads.
With no shirt on. Okay.
And aviator glasses with his hair slicked back. And so I go in game and we're waiting for her. And she was Facebooking. She was Facebooking, right? And we're loaded and I'm walking in game, so I keep walking in front of her back and forth in my costume.
Because in the game and in the cutscenes, you could usually see the costume.
So I'm walking back and forth in front of her and she's not there. And so I just keep doing that over and over and over. And then finally she moves a little bit. And then I go, sup? and then she doesn't say anything. So we go through half the level, and I'm just like, she really does not notice that I look like this. And then
finally, stuff like that happens where like you do something crazy and like they don't notice for a while.
Yeah,
and you're like, come on.
And then finally, she like I forget what happened. We go to a cutscene.
I asked then, you if you could see my outfit or something like
no,
that.
No. And then something happened, a cutscene or whatever. And then I was like, oh, because I kept saying, I was like, wow, these sunglasses look ridiculous on Chris.
Yeah.
And then she didn't get it. And I was like, wait, can you not see my costume? She's like, you look like regular Chris to me. And I was like, I wasted all the points, and only I can enjoy it. So I was like, and then his other suit, he's just in a big-ass metal suit. He looks like something from Killzone 2. But it's like, I'm so disappointed, because that suit.
Both of those things sound strangely familiar to Fallout. The spiked shoulders,
yeah.
The aviator glasses, the strapless pants, or the leather pants. And that's
then the other one's full in armor suit, and then
that's
Sheva's
like the power armor.
And then Sheva's is the Red Riding Hood, and then her other suit is a secretary, which is freaking amazing.
I was about to say a secretary sounds pretty awesome.
But the thing is, when I turn that on, she doesn't look like that. She still picks her suit, so it's like it pisses me off because then I turn it on. And I was like, I want her to look like this, but she still looks like whoever she picks. So it's like, I don't know, whatever.
Kind of dumb.
I should
you should be able to see the other
on.
Person's.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I don't understand, like, it's just stupid that if I bought it, they can't see it. Let's just
exactly.
Say that, you know?
Or be cheaper.
Yeah, seriously.
50, 75 points or something.
I'd do that.
Well, that sucks. I mean, that's dumb.
Oh, well.
Well, at least you get to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Those leather pants.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So could you play two, like, male characters?
No.
No, it has to be either
it's
or.
It's gender-locked?
Yeah.
That's, it's understandable. I mean, keeps the story going that way, right?
But I love the co-op on it, because I think, like...
How is the co-op? How does that work?
It's
not like Fable status where you share a screen.
No, you actually go through, like, we can separate from each other and go wherever else we want to go.
That's how co-op should be.
In the map. But there's, like, certain parts where it'll be, like, usually it's Sheva who has to go and do something. So there'll be, like, an assist jump. And so we'll both go, and it's whatever B button. And so I'll jump wherever, go, where, you know, to some other place. And either I have to be, like, spotting him while he goes through and killing off the enemies, or he has to be spotting me, or we help each
other.
It's
like gears.
To get to wherever we need to go.
Okay.
But there was this one scene that I really liked as we played the downloadable content. It was the Lost in Nightmares. Lost in Nightmares. Yeah. There's this part where you play as Chris and Jill. And I was playing as Jill, and he was playing as Chris, and we're in this room with this piano. And we're like, okay, piano, cool. And Robert's like, I'm going to try to play it. And I guess it didn't let
him
play it.
Yeah, when I click on the piano, Chris goes, huh, I wish I would have learned piano.
Yeah, and then so you go over it, and then you click on it. And,
So
I'm playing as Jill, and I go over, and I click on it, and she goes, oh, Moonlight Sonata, I wonder if I could still play this. And so it gives me this whole button sequence that I have to sit there. It's, you know, like X, A, B, whatever. And the button sequences is they change every time. So it's never the same. So I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, pressing the buttons and she's playing the piano. And in the background, a door is opening, lowering down. And so Robert has to go through the door and get the key piece or whatever they were missing. But...
Now, I have a funny story for
you. A bunch of co-op moments.
Two funny stories.
I like it a lot.
What's up?
The first part was I needed the achievement to, there's achievement actually in that content was to collect all the emblems, and there was like 18.
Okay.
So I'm going through, and I didn't look at any FAQ or nothing, any guide. So I'm going through, and I'm just looking everywhere for him. So she's playing the piano, and I'm thinking, well, that's kind of cool, you know, I guess. And I like the song, so I was like, yeah, whatever.
We need to
finish the level. I didn't know that was actually a part of the level. I thought that was just for the shits and giggles. So I'm looking around the room for emblems, and I'm walking back and forth, and I don't see the door lowering. I don't see that at all.
Sorry. You went robot for a while.
That's the auto-tune coming out. Anyways.
Oh, God.
52.
So I'm walking around trying to find the emblem. And I actually left the room. I went downstairs, came all the way back up. Because it's not actually like a part of the song. She has to play almost the whole song. The door lowers very slowly.
Right.
I didn't notice the door lowering. So I'm walking back and forth and back and forth. And then I go up in the room, and I'm looking in the room for emblems all over. And I guess she still sees my character walking behind her.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to concentrate on the button sequence. And I'm, like, looking at it. And then I see Chris walking around in the background across the screen.
And then so I mess her up, right?
Like,
and then
stop she goes, walking!
Yeah, and then so she gets off the piano and she goes, come here, have your character face this direction. Stay, look at this wall. So I was like, okay, what the hell? And she started playing, I saw it lower. And I was like, oh, okay. So then she gets it all the way down. All
right.
And I finally go in this hallway, which is just a small hallway with a wall that goes nowhere. It's just a piece in there. It's a piece to for complete the puzzle.
Which you grab and probably just walk out.
Yeah. Well, she's still playing, right? Mm-hmm. What happened at that point was my internet went out. So it booted her out of the game. Now, what happened is I encountered a bug. The door instantly went all the way up, and I was stuck in the room forever. And then Shay was on the other side of the wall going, come on, come on, come on. Like, and I can't get out of the room. There's nothing I can do. So then I had to leave the game. We had to start all over, and then luckily it didn't happen again. But I went through for shits and giggles to see what if that was a bug or how that worked. I went through with the computer. And the computer plays it, and you go down, and she actually stopped playing it when I got in there, and the door shut again. But as soon as you pick up the piece, the door opens. But for some reason, with her getting disconnected, it made that no longer work. Because I guess I picked it up right when I got disconnected, and I guess since she was playing the piano, it tried to shut it. Something happened, and I was stuck in that room.
I would assume that you were probably playing the piano as he picked it up, right?
Yeah. She was playing the whole time.
And I think the moment that it unlocks is when you pick it up.
Yeah.
And after you have it, you can't get that moment again. Yeah. So
I was just like, oh my God.
That sucks.
We restarted. It wasn't. Luckily, that's not too far into the.
And then the other night when we were tired and we were running from the big plant thing, where we freaking kept messing up. Remember on the when Excella turned into the monster?
Yeah, yeah. The cutscene boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has a lot of cutscene bosses, which it'll be a cutscene, but you have to hit the right buttons
at the right time.
Yeah. The reaction stuff.
Yeah.
And it's. And it does it for status. Both of you. It does for both
and
of you.
And if one messes up, you both die. Yeah.
So we're going through, and it's like you're running from this plant monster, and then it's like hit X, right? So the first two times I was hitting X, and I guess apparently she kept missing it. And then the third time I missed X because I don't know what happened. Then we go to the second part, and then it's like X, and you roll, and it slams you again. It's like A. Well, we're doing that, and I guess she messed up. And then when we did it another time, instead of it being X, all of a sudden it was B. And I hit X again. It was like a 30-minute process of us just dying every single possible way.
A minute, like, 30-second sequence.
And then there's a point where you jump up, and you have to lift Shaiva up. So it says pull left and right trigger, to pull up. And then there's a part where Shaiva has to do it. And there's in the sequences, when you're not doing it, there's nothing on your screen. So it's like I pull her up, and then it's like all of a sudden, then I see her doing something, and there's nothing on my screen. It's just like that point because we were so tired. I was like, God, please just let us get through this. It's like
that's pretty intense.
I will say this: it is actually if somehow you missed Resident Evil 5, you should, even if you're not, you don't know anything about the series, you should pick it up. It is an enjoyable game, and it's fairly cheap right now just for the regular one.
It's like $14.99.
It's a really good game to have. It's fun, and there's tons of extra stuff to do. And then, just like all the other Resident Evils, when you beat it, there's always a way to unlock infinite ammo with your guns.
Obviously, yeah.
Or all that, so you can go back and play through again with unlimited rockets and whatever.
Just have a fucking ball.
Yeah.
Can you do that on Professional? Would you be able to unlock the infinity ammo with rockets and go through Professional?
I'm curious if you can do that.
I don't think you could do the grenade launcher.
Launcher.
I know I don't think you could do the rocket launcher. I think you can do the grenade launcher, but I was reading, because I have the guide for it, I have to go look back. There's something, you have to beat the game on, like, veteran, or I think just in general or something, but you have to beat it in under 5 hours to unlock infinite ammo for the grenade launcher.
Yeah. Some of them you get by just fully upgrading the weapon. And then you have to go back and then buy it. They cost, like, so many points.
You get points for beating the
And then
the
some of them,
game.
The more crazier ones are, like, little bits that you have to do through the game. And I didn't know this, but apparently there's two endings for the game.
And I love games that have multiple
I didn't
endings.
Know that because I was on YouTube and I was looking up achievements. I was trying to get an achievement on the game. And it said alternate ending, bad ending. And I didn't watch it because I didn't want to spoil it because we haven't beat it yet. But, because I beat the game, you know, when it first came out, and I forget what ending I got. But I want to see what the ending we get, and then I'll check out that one and see if it's...
the same or
different. Yeah. Because I was like, that's kind of curious.
It'd be interesting. See if you did things right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how Metal Gear Solid was like that, too. It had different endings.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember always trying to go for the really good one, and I got it, like, once or twice, and I was just like, yeah... Then, like, you go back through with the bandana and the active camo. Ah, that was the good old days. PlayStation 1 days. it's not a game for me. I'm not a big fan of the series, but like I said, I like watching people play it just because it is an interesting game. It's like watching people play Grand Theft Auto. It's not so bad watching people play it. There's worse games out there to watch people play.
I don't understand why. Okay. Grant, I thought it was a game you like to watch. Okay.
I like playing it, too.
Okay, I thought you were going to...
I was going to say,
like,
no,
that's
I like
a game
playing.
You play.
Yeah, no, I love playing it, but I'm saying, like, I don't mind sitting and just watching how other people take things, too. You know, how what they would do in that situation, you know, or what I would do. So, but I'm saying, like, there is games out there where it's just like, you only like playing it, you don't like watching it.
Yeah.
You know?
I forget what game that is for me.
Final Fantasy games are like that for me.
Final Fantasy is boring as hell anyways. I don't like that you hit me, I hit you shit. No, I'm like, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
They're good games. They're long, though. And the time thing is just a different type of battle style. Yes. Eternal Sonata is a little bit more lenient.
Oh, I love Eternal Sonata. I enjoyed that a lot, actually.
I still haven't beaten it all the way. I need to get...
That is a very unique game.
Yeah. I like the battle system in it. Because you can fight as much as you want, but you have like a certain amount of movement speed. But you kind of regain some when you hit stuff. Yeah. Still a game I got to go through. You were going to say something?
I was going to say I just like playing Final Fantasies because I like watching the cutscenes. Because they're pretty.
Just going to get you like pretty games.
Yeah. That's funny.
Have a hard time
she's
with
like,
Black Ops.
She's like...
No, I've already decided. I took home the, you know how we get the boxes in our store? Like the display boxes, like the boxes. Yeah. I took one home from my room because I like how they did the cover art on the Call of Duty, the Black Ops, how it's like this bluish green color. I already decided that was pretty, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going to buy the game, because it's pretty color art.
You do know that the title won't be displayed the whole time.
I know, but it just looks pretty. I have it hanging on my wall.
The actual, the background, if you will, the menu system. Is actually the cover art. It's the dude with the two guns sitting down.
Is it
down
like
the
that
two.
Bluish yep. green? You see? Yeah, because...
Just the menu, though.
Yeah,
just the menu.
I do the marketing.
I was going to say, that's not even the game. As soon as you start the game, it's gone, and you're like, oh, this is gross.
When I do the marketing...
Why am I playing this?
I do the marketing at work, and I saw those posters, and I was like, oh, I really like these posters. This is pretty. I like this.
Black Ops.
It's got theater mode, man. I'm so
Which
excited.
Which is really cool.
So excited. You know what? I can see the look of you don't know what to expect.
I've watched tons of videos on it already.
I see it, but I know when it comes out and you experience it, you're going to be like, I need to raise my KD in this. This is what I need to play. Montages need to happen.
We'll see. I'm holding judgment until I play it.
This is what we're going
to
do.
My typical personality is to where I judge things immediately.
Yeah.
Very prejudiced that way towards video games.
Same thing I did.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to change that about
myself. What
about Split
Second, Robert? Yeah. What?
I did that with you, too.
What?
This is what we're going to do.
I'm going off on a tangent in my head. I'm sorry. I'm trying to not be so prejudiced towards video games anymore because it's getting to that age where, even the crappy developers are actually putting out... Even if the graphics aren't all that great, it could be a fun-ass game, it's just, I'm trying to keep myself from hating on a game completely, because if the game is fun, if people are having tons of fun with it, and I had all this built-up hatred for it before it came out, then I just feel like a jackass, be like, okay, I'm just going to play it now. Like, I kind of did that with Battlefield, and I feel bad for it.
That is the same thing.
Right, and you still haven't really played a whole lot of it, and I understand why.
No, it's not a bad game. It's not. It's just that game that when I play, there's two main aspects of it that keep it from me having a great time with it than to me just having an okay time. Like, I enjoy the game. I like killing people. I like all of that. I just don't like the one-hour matches, and I don't like vehicles.
Yeah, they're about half hour 45, 45 if you're unlucky. But yeah, no, I understand they're long. They are, but it kind of keeps you more engrossed in the game. If you have the time to put out for it. Personally, I think there should be like an option for some type of game type that's like a 10-minute long round or some shit like that. That way they keep the entertainment value up. But 45 minutes are fun if you're playing with a group of friends. If you're just playing with one person, like if it's just like me or Terry or me or Alex or somebody. And playing a 45, it's fun. It's not enough fun for me to keep doing it over and over, unless I'm striving for something. Mm-hmm. If I have motivation to do something, I need to get this gun unlocked, or I need to get this next level, I'll play until then, and then that's it, stuff like that. But yeah, no, I talked a lot of shit on Battlefield, and I shouldn't have. I mean, I ended up getting it on that crazy sale that you guys had for it, so.
Well, like I said, I'll get it. And then you tell me the day that where you're not doing anything, you're free. I know you say that's every day, but I'm going to get it on Monday night. So any time after that, I'm going to come over, I'm going to put the game down, I'm going to say, you play. I'm going to watch you play. And then, because you could watch me play, you just like you're watching videos. You're not going to know if you like it or not until you actually play
it. Until you feel it, right.
So you play, and then you'll decide.
Yeah. Okay. And that'll be probably during the time where I'm still obsessed with Fable 3. Yeah. Are you getting it the day it comes out?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
You're the only other person that I know that's getting it.
What? Fable 3. Oh, yeah, well.
Or Fallout. Because everybody else is getting Fallout.
I'm getting neither.
I'm going to actually
Not getting either?
I'm just going to wait till they come in to check them out. Like, I literally, I'm getting Black Ops because.
You're just going to buy that flat out, huh?
Yeah. I'm trying this new thing.
It's a new thing.
I'm
being a guy.
No.
Getting
people already
getting
think
balls.
I'm a dude anyway, so. No. I'm trying to be more open and accepting of other games. I'm just trying to, you know.
I like how we're all doing that this year.
I'm doing what I think I should have done when I first got my Xbox. And so,
playing video games.
Yeah, playing games. Well, I play video. Yeah, well, I didn't play it the first year. But, you know, instead of, you know, Cameron saying, here, you should play this or this or this, I'm just kind of throwing myself out there and saying, okay, I'm going to try this. And like Halo and Call of Duty. Not something I would ever really see myself playing, so. But other than that, I really have no desire to buy any games whatsoever this year.
See, that's the thing. You're basically coming to our world.
Yeah.
Where we've bought games. I know you've gone through this. I haven't even talked about this before. But I know, because every serious gamer has done this, where we've bought a game, $60, and hated it.
Yep.
Worst experience ever. It's $60, $40, it could be $5. You bought it and you're like, yep. Why did I do this? You know, and it's just, that's part of it. I mean, like, you it's one of those moments where you kind of see it at the store and you're like, I can go home and try the demo, but I already have it in my hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you buy it, or if it's like a big hyped game, I did that for Battlefield. Bought it the day it came out, I did. A day and a half later, I returned it. And I didn't like it. You know, because I was too into Call of Duty at the moment. I was like, I'm already programmed for Call of Duty right now. My hands can't take Battlefield. Yeah. I actually switched over in Duty to the button layout that I was actually more Battlefield friendly, you know. And so going back to Battlefield, I had a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to play Fallout. I love Fallout 3. I haven't finished it yet, though.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those games where I'll play it for a long period of time. Like, I played it for a while, and then I hadn't played it for like a year. And then Pedro gave me the all the downloadable content, and I just sat and I powered through all the downloadable content.
He won't
content.
Let us borrow this Borderlands shit, but he lets us borrow Fallout. Pedro, that's
seriously
fucked up, dude.
Seriously.
I powered through the downloadable content, and I haven't played it since. So it's one of those games I go back to every now and then. But I want to play New Vegas. I want to play Fable. I want to play Star Wars, but I don't have any desire to buy them.
I have little ambition to play Star Wars. I love Star Wars, I really do, but I wasn't thrilled with the first Force Unleashed. You're wearing a Force Unleashed.
Shit, Star Wars. So.
Star Wars, okay.
Star Wars is, okay.
You're talking to the public.
Hold on, wait a minute.
No,
don't even get started on that.
We won't, that's a whole podcast.
Yes, look, okay, this is our breakdown too. For me personally, Fallout was a... It was a good game, because I know if I say it was a decent game, I'm going to piss a lot of people off.
That's true.
It was a good game. For me, I didn't like it. I didn't like that whole freeze shot thing. It was cool a couple of times. And then even though it's there and you don't have to use it, I have it, so I'm dependent on it. It's just like, it was a good game. I beat it. I didn't play any of the expansions, though. I just beat Fallout 3. Fallout New Vegas, I really have no intention on getting. But now Fable, been playing Fable 1, loved it. Fable 3,
dude,
loved
on,
it.
Seriously.
Now, Fable 3, what I'm worried about is, like I was telling you, the whole no RPG. But what I found out is they still let you make choices, good and evil, and your character still develops. And that's what I like about Fable, character development. Yep. So,
and every like NPC and stuff, all personalized.
Yep.
I mean, they actually have some big-name stars in there doing some voice acting. John Lithgow? I think is actually in there as well, along with some English guy. I forget his name. I don't know. I could be talking out of my ass right now. I forget names really easy. fucking no. Just Fable 3 is gonna be my game. I don't really like the controller, but whatever. I'm perfectly fine with getting mine. But that game, played the shit out of 1, played the double shit out of 2, and I'm stoked for 3. And I need someone to co-op with.
Oh, they still have that in there. They still have co-op.
Yeah, why would they take
that? I don't know, because the co-op on 2 was kind of shitty. Yeah.
Right, which is why I want to kind of see how 3 is going to be.
Did they say anything about how you can each be your own character? Because you know how
I haven't looked into it in a while.
Had to be like pre-made characters? That's kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. I understand, but
if they have that and it's good, then I'll do it for sure.
I will play the pre-made character if we get our own screen. Fable 2, you shared a screen, so you can't go further than this
amount.
That's
right. That's right.
Remember,
that
like
was
you were on a
stupid.
Leash. Right. It was the stupidest way to do co-op ever. Yeah. You know, it's like sure, it feels like you're playing on the same TV and everything, but. I don't like that, because you get restricted, because if one of you gets stuck on, like, a fence or something, and the other one goes around, and then your view's fucked up, you can't go out and everything, and you have to hold back button to zoom back, and don't like it. But I don't mind playing a pre-made character. I'll let you be your own character, develop your character, go for it, you know, as long as we get our own screens. Fucking if we get our own screens and we get our own characters,
that's a double entendre
right there.
Well, that's the one I'm getting. I decided.
One goes good, the other one goes evil.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I'm getting that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a lot more game to play now, too. Like, Fable
fucking
1 was kind of short.
Fable 2 kicked it up a lot, though.
Like, especially with the DLC.
Yeah, it wasn't that short. So this one's even longer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's going to be fun. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's like 2 weeks away, too. 2.5-3 weeks.
Unfortunately, Unleashed is... I'm going to let you get it, or whatever, or check it out, whatever.
I'm
and
not going to buy it.
You give me your opinion on it, because the first one, the thing I didn't like, it's a very linear game, which, okay, look past that.
Short. It was like 4 hours.
Something about it just... It didn't play right for me. There was something wrong. It was missing something. And I played through to beat it. I had to beat it. But I didn't... Usually with games, if there's collectibles in that game, I want to get them. But I was just like, and I just had so many problems with the game. And, my biggest problem was I thought the graphics looked terrible. For that game and the time that it came out, I thought the graphics weren't that good. Aside from Starkiller. Starkiller looked all right.
Yeah.
But the environment didn't look that good to me. And I was just like...
Well, they upped that in the second one.
You can hack off limbs, which is cool.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, beforehand, picking out people and throwing them at other people or throwing them off ledges, that was kind of cool.
I don't know.
I'm not going to buy it. I look forward to playing it. Maybe I'll game fly it or something, you know, kind of give it a little test run. Because the first one, I picked it up. I just went through it, beat it, and I was just like, well, that's it.
Yep.
I had no ambition to go back. Like, it didn't feel like there was any replayability to it. I was just like, that game was super easy. It was linear. There's done with it.
Yep.
So... That hurt, but felt good. I wonder if the mic caught that.
It did.
So, what are your takes on Force Unleashed, the first one?
I liked it, just
well, she's like
Star Wars,
yeah.
So I like anything Star Wars.
Oh, so
Star
do I.
Wars,
that's
Star
that's
Wars.
The only reason I got it in the
there
first place.
There is no wrong against Star Wars.
The Clone Wars? I don't kind of...
Episodes 1, 2, 3?
No, well... 2 and 3, I enjoyed, but the whole Cartoon Network Clone Wars thing that they're doing now.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it was
the show
decent.
The show,
yeah,
yeah. I don't.
There's like 3 spinoffs, isn't there? There's like
yeah,
there's Clone
and then
Wars,
like
and
I guess Israel
one.
Said that they're coming out with Star Wars in 3D now, which I'm pretty upset about. So
I saw it coming.
I'm not really one for, like, the whole revamp, redo thing. I like the classics.
George Lucas.
Wait, they're taking the old and making it 3D?
I don't know what they're doing in 3D,
that'd be
but
stupid.
I mean, it's
just...
2.5D.
Yeah, don't do that.
I just don't like
oh,
when people...
Oh, we have no say in it.
I don't
it's
like...
It's gonna
yeah,
happen.
It's gonna happen.
Do, like, episodes. Do the newer ones.
I don't like
ones.
When people mess with classics, and I'm really hard to remix. Like, when they remade Batman, I didn't watch the first Batman.
Which
like
one?
Begins.
They remade Batman, like, 15
when
times.
When they remade Batman Begins,
okay, you're separating the old ones
the old,
to
like,
the Begins.
I'm talking about, like, 1989 Batman, okay? I refused to watch Batman Begins when it came out. I didn't watch it for probably a year and a half after it came out. I refused to even watch it because I don't like remakes like that. I mean, I watched it and I like them now, but it's just, I don't like...
I understand that they're touching with the classic that you shouldn't.
With the classics, yeah.
Yeah.
Like how now they're trying to like go back and I guess remake all the like... No, not the horror, but like the 80s classics. Like they're talking about remaking Back to the Future and all that. Yeah, and The Breakfast Club, I will refuse to watch that. I can't stand that at all.
I will not go anywhere near the new Back to the Futures.
Yeah, it's just...
Like, you can't replace...
Why would
they do that? That's what they do. They do that to everything.
And then you... Because then you get, like, the new, like, tween crowd that's all like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that's Hot Topic takes it.
That's their point. To market it. The whole point of remaking it is selling it to the new crowd.
To the new generation.
Because the old generation knows about it already.
But you would think that the old generation... Like, my dad showed me the old Star Wars. Like, we weren't around for fucking...
Most kids, though, do this. When a parent or a friend or anyone tries to show you something that's really old and you're in the new generation, you're not going to watch it because you're like, the quality is shit. This movie's terrible.
Because
like,
you're not
so
yeah.
awesome.
It's like that because that's how I was with a lot for like my childhood. They tried to get me to watch a lot of movies, and actually the first three Star Wars, like not episodes, the first three, the old ones, I can't stand. Like I was watching them, I was like, this is fucking ugly. It's terrible. I was like, why is this?
See, the thing is, I think my parents caught me in that age where I just couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they caught me at like when I was like 6, 7, and I would just sit there and be like, whoa, colors.
Yeah.
You know, and watch it. So it burnt into my head, and then like later on when I was like 12 or 13 when I couldn't comprehend stuff, I would watch it again and be like, I can get past the quality because I already know about the story and everything. So I think, like, because I tell Terry all the time, not all the time, anytime we talk about kids, that all when I have a kid, all the time. That's every day for me and Terry. Fucking kids, let's do it. My kid, I'm gonna start him off with Nintendo. His first game system is gonna be a Nintendo. His next year, next birthday, Super Nintendo. You know, fucking Sega Genesis, stuff like that. I'm gonna work him up, and then I'm gonna get him.
He's gonna be like a super retro gamer.
Well, like your brother.
I want him to appreciate where we came from. You know,
we
came from fucking 8-bit games.
You got it, and
fucking 1-bit, whatever Pong was. I don't even know if you can consider that a bit.
You have to do that because I'll tell you right now. Because
they won't respect it.
They won't.
Like some of my friends, like their younger siblings, like they're fucking a 360 when they're 9 years old.
Yeah.
That's how my sister was.
Yeah, and they're growing up on all these new games, and they get. That's what they, you know, it's like fucking, let's play some Duty, whoa, or Halo.
My sister.
And so I don't want him to do that. I want him to be like, play some Mario, Don't finish Mario. Learn about those secret tunnels. Do it a few times, get bored, and then play like fucking Duck Hunt or something.
I
love Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt was the shit back then.
My younger cousin, he's 18 now. He just turned 18. But, I checked out the Sonic Genesis collection, and I was going through achieving it, and not just that, not just the achievements, but I was enjoying the games. Like, some of the games, I was like, man, I haven't played this in forever. I was going through, and I was playing it, and he came over, and he saw what I was playing, and he was just like, no joke, he came in there, he looked at my screen, and he said, quote-unquote, bro, what the fuck are you playing? And then I said, are you serious? And he goes, yeah, I'm playing Sonic. And he was like, why the fuck does it look so shitty? And he's like, is this on your Xbox? I was like, yeah. And I explained it to him. And he goes, why would you want to waste your life with this? This is like fucking taking it 5 steps back. I was like, this is my childhood.
Dude, no. That sounds exactly like what my younger 18-year-old cousin would say. Like he grew up, playing... He had a PS2 and everything like that. But if he saw, me playing Sonic, old school Sonic... Yeah. Word for word, he probably said the exact same thing. What the fuck are you playing? I was like, Sonic? Why does it look so shitty?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Anyways, continue.
It's just like, I wish I still had a Super Nintendo. Like, I've had 4 Super Nintendos.
Same here, actually.
And I've always got them at the age where I didn't quite value them.
Yeah.
So, the last one I got when I was 14, and I sold it to someone. Because, like, oh, well, I got an Xbox, so why do I need, And it's like, there's so many days I just want to pop in Donkey Kong and just, you know,
oh
play.
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
There's so Donkey many Kong. Good games that I just miss. And it's like, they remake them. Yeah, they're remaking Donkey Kong. And then it'll
but
be fun to, you know,
same.
Hey.
It's not the same. It's the controller, yeah. I think, you know? But you got to have that old school feel.
I don't know. It's like Super Nintendo. Nintendo 64 was another one that's like.
I have my 64.
I think I still have Terry's 64. Oh, I should get back to him.
64. If I could have a 64, Super Nintendo, and a Dreamcast. I have a Dreamcast, but it's a European Dreamcast. And I got dicked on eBay on it. And I was pissed.
I bet.
Because I got rid of my Dreamcast when I got my Xbox. And
a lot of people
I was
did.
A kid and I was stupid. And then I. When I started to realize that Dreamcast was my favorite system, and there's so many games that I want to go play, and that's how great that system was, I went
it
on
was
eBay and
definitely
I
definitely revolutionary for its time.
I bought it, and there was nothing in the auction said anything, and I come and I find out that it's European, and I'm just like, fuck. So it's like I know you can get one for like $30. They're not that expensive.
They aren't.
But
it's just a matter of fact that. Went out and got it, you know, and it's a European one.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I need to get those before I have kids, because that's what they're going to be playing. I don't think I'm going to do it quite hardcore as you. Every birthday we step them up the system. That's a little bit hardcore.
Well, you know, when they're young, I don't think it'll really matter to them.
Well, the reason why I want to get them like a Super Nintendo, I'll start them with Super Nintendo, is because I can put that in his room. Let him fucking... cartridges, I ain't gotta worry about him fucking up disc. Just put the cartridges in. And then he can play that, and I can play my Xbox no problem. Because when you have kids, and you're playing an Xbox, they want to play, so you gotta get the second controller, not plug it in, act like he's playing, do that whole thing. It's
right.
Like, you play your Super Nintendo, I'll play mine, and then there's no problems.
So and you don't have to worry about him fucking up CDs.
Yeah, that's
I think it's
the thing.
Responsible.
It's... disc is like... I understand why they did it, but they're so easy to fuck up, and... kids fuck
not
them up.
Not the PlayStation.
I know, but this is like, I don't think they're going to make that step on Xbox, you know?
No, they won't. Xbox will never have Blu-ray. So it's a Sony invention, so they're not going to get it.
I'm not a Sony guy, I don't.
We got a PS3, but I don't really ever play it. We got Fallout 3, 4, and I play on it. I saw that,
and I was like, okay. I just get the PlayStation 3 exclusive titles. That's the only time I'll get it. And same with the Wii, but... the Wii, I want to trade it in, but I... since I made the fuck up with all my other systems, I'm refraining from trading anything in anymore.
You're not going to get Just Dance 2?
I have Kinect. I'm going to get Dance Central. It's like...
dumbass.
Because it's like, okay... if I'm going to do this, right? Why would I do this and not get achievements for it? It's like, I'll do this and get achievements all day. Yep.
We're going to play, was it the game that it comes with, Robert? Kinect Adventures?
Kinect Adventures.
We're going to co-op Kinect Adventures.
Actually, I have... Kinect Adventures is supposed to be the better one out of them. My ex-girlfriend, she's doing testing for Kinectimals right mm-hmm. now. Absolutely hates it. Trying to convince Vanessa really not to buy it, but...
you won't convince me.
I can't.
Nope.
You can only get cats in it, by the way.
Yeah, I heard. Well, okay. I'm gonna let her get it. And
good.
Then,
thank you.
And then if she says, oh my God, it's so amazing, and then explains it to me, and it sells me on it, then I'm going to...
She won't say it's amazing. She'll be like, this is so cute, and it's colorful and
it's
pretty.
It's a pretty color.
Okay, then I'm going to say, bring the pretty colors over. Let me see the game. Let me experience
it,
the game.
Play it, and you'll
because
hate
because they have a Black Panther. I'll make a Black Panther or whatever. That would be the whatever. But I was all for it. I seriously was, and this is what I told her. I was all for that game. A virtual pet would be cool. It's like Seaman again. I love it. As soon as I found out that you physically have to do the obstacle course, you control the pet, and you do all the obstacle course, that's stupid. I don't want to be the pet. I want to raise the pet. So it's like, I don't want to have to, okay, jump. I don't want to do all that. So it's like, that's why I like Sony's iToy, because you're never the pet. You're always just taking care of it.
And my buddy's, he got the PlayStation Move, and he was like showing off his little monkey or something,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
it is.
Weird fucking Chia pet thing.
Yeah, the Chia monk.
Yeah.
He was just he took like a picture of his like a screenshot or something of him just kind of going like this, like feeding him or some shit. I don't know. He was like drawing stuff with the wand in the game, and
that's the only thing. I will never play the move because that makes you look like a loser.
It's a wand, pick it.
It's
just a wand.
It you look ridiculous playing.
I completely understand the reasoning behind it. The technology behind it is wonderful because it offers great tracking because it offers something that's contrast to whatever your background is. That's where the color is.
Yeah, I understand all that.
Great, but I don't want to have another
peripheral. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be holding a wand to do something. I want my Kinect to see what I'm doing, you know, be like, yeah, I'm dancing, woohoo, and then tell it to, you know, Xbox, stop.
Yeah, that's because I've been looking a lot about Kinect, been looking, trying to find everything I can on it, right?
Quick back on Adventures, Mara said that one's amazing. She says that one's a lot of fun compared to all the other ones that are coming out. Connectable sucks, fucking. I forgot what the other ones were. All dumb.
Yeah, the only reason why I don't know, I think Dance Central might be decent is because it's made by Harmonix. So it's a third-party title. But I have been watching videos on it, and there seems to be a little bit of lag. I'm noticing because they do the side-by-side game in person. And when I see them do the movement, I'm not seeing that capture their streak right away. And that kind of caught me off. I was like, oh, that doesn't look good.
That might set you off or something, you know, but when you're off fucking doing a streak and it doesn't catch you flipping off real quick.
Yeah,
so no, you didn't flip the bird, you know, minus 50.
You didn't do the Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
But,
you didn't Superman into your wall. Yeah.
But I was looking at it, and it was actually on Major Nelson's website.
Good place to go.
It said the minimum required is 6 feet away from it. And
that's going to be tough for me.
So what I did, and then it said recommended is 8 feet. Not needed, but it's recommended.
Hmm.
So I went in my room, and my room is crazy small.
And I haven't seen it yet. But
so I put my futon into a couch, because I have a futon. Put it in there. It's 5.5. So I was like, from the Kinect. Yeah.
From where your Kinect would be.
From where my Kinect would be. So then I was like, okay, shit. So then I figured out the way to make it work. Is I put it into a couch and I have to move it to the opposite wall. And then that gives me 7 feet. I have 7 feet to move, but right to left. It says minimum required is 4 feet, right to left. I don't think that's needed. I don't. But I think it's a safety hazard. I think that's why they're saying that.
Right.
So Kinect might be one of those things where if it's really good, I might have to be bringing my Xbox to the living room every time. Or it might be a hassle, but it's one of those things that I know if I don't get, I'm going to be pissed. Because I know eventually there's going to be something cool for it. And eventually I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, I should have had that. So I'd rather get it now, get it out of the way. And then just the fact that I can go Xbox on and then wave and it signs me in, which is kind of stupid, but whatever.
That's kind of cool.
Because at first, when they first announced it, when it was still Project Natel, when you walk in, it senses your body shape and it knows what profile your body is. So all you have to do is walk in the room and it signs you in. So I was like, that's awesome.
Sounds kind of cool.
And then now they're like, oh, you wave. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, you don't want it to be fucking signing on every time you walk in your room, though.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't want to be jacking off and all of a sudden I sign in, you know? Yeah.
Bam! White Chocolate signed in Xbox Live. Yeah. And then you're like, what? Yeah. Video chat started.
No.
Inviting 60 friends.
No. Stop.
Xbox, stop.
Xbox, stop. Then I got to tell. So guys, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just chilling.
Just chilling. Nothing. Just wanted to see what you guys are up to.
All 60 of us? Yeah, well, you know, I like to stay connected.
I just got out of the shower, wanted to see what my friends are up to. Sorry. Sorry, I have friends.
Yeah,
it'd be cool. It'd be cool, too, if you can invite more than just one other person to video chats as well. Because the original toy, you know, you can only do one.
Yeah, and like I was telling her, the video chat for the original camera, the Vision camera, is actually pretty impressive.
For the way
they did it, because it utilizes your whole screen. It's not just a little window. It utilizes your whole screen. It doesn't look half bad. And
it's passable.
There's no lag. Surprisingly, there's no lag between the video chat. Like you know, like if you use an IM or something like a Yahoo or whatever, there's lag. So it was pretty impressive. And I think with Kinect, they definitely, they could make it multiple video chat. I don't think they will. It would be cool if they did.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would say just like four people.
Yeah.
You know, just make a big old square, you know, just like person top left, top right.
It would definitely be cool. But if they do, that's cool. I don't think they will. But what I'd like to see is higher quality camera. I'm assuming it is. I'm assuming because it's...
There's two of them on there.
So I'm assuming that it would be higher quality.
It's not going to be insanely better. I know, but it will be better.
But the freaking... The cameras, they're pretty amazing because... First off, I didn't know this. I didn't know the sensor bar, the actual connect, it can rotate itself. It goes up and down by itself at its own will. Because he put it on top of the TV, the video I was watching, and he was calibrating it. And so it has them do hand movements or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it automatically rotates down and scans the floor and figures out, okay, where's the floor at? Where he's standing at? So I guess it's different levels. I don't know what it was trying to do by that, but I guess it was saying so, like, it knows when you jump and it knows, like, where you're at. And it was like, it scans the floor, it scans, like, it does all this crazy scan, and it knows the difference between the texture of your hand and your face. And it's so, I was like, if it's a camera,
so
that
we got,
high
like,
quality,
do we have, like, the fucking Terminator in our Xbox or what? Jesus Christ.
The fact that it could, that it moves on itself was kind of like, I was like, whoa. Because I was like, okay, at first I was like, well,
Skynet,
you know,
in your.
But it did, it was fully calibrated and it was fucking rotating. I was like, wow. That's what I'm just saying.
It'd be weird this to just see it, like, move when you're not doing anything. It's just like, kind of making sure it knows where you are in your room.
That's what I'm saying. It's pretty impressive.
That is actually really cool.
Go to I don't know if it's still on the Xbox dashboard, but it's not. Go to Major Nelson, and they have he has a lot of videos of everything from general questions to calibrating to how to set it up. He's been covering all, and he's plans to cover, I think, one topic a week until launch. So it's been pretty cool. I was watching that.
I heard her rubbing her mic. And I looked over to see what she was doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I still think $150 is a high price point, but I understand.
It is a high price point, but the thing is, now it's not going to be that impressive. I mean, it is neat, but I think the games that are coming out are not going to be that impressive. But they're making a Star Wars game for it. They're making a bunch of games later on.
Just make me able to hold like a lightsaber on screen.
I know.
That's how
it's
supposed to be. How it's supposed to be. Yeah. It's supposed to be third person.
Dude, imagine like a Fight Night game.
They are making that, but I don't think.
You don't think they want people to encourage like punching the screen?
Well, they're making because the PlayStation Move has a fight coming out, so now all of a sudden now Xbox has one.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And I'm excited about it, but I don't. Again, I'm skeptical on the fact that this is the camera, so obviously it can scan. Okay, it knows where the floor is, it knows different textures, but in a game's three dimensional. So it's like, okay, I'm doing this. What if my character's sideways? I'm still just doing this. To me, like, that's the one thing I didn't like about the Wii. There's no turning sideways. There's no evasive movement.
It's
pretty simple. Yeah. Jump up and down, punch. So it's like, it's one of those things that I'm getting just for to have and just Xbox on and slide that. But I don't think there's going to be a title for a very long time where I'm like, oh my God, Dwight, you need to get a Kinect. We're going to play this online. It's going to be amazing. The most fun you've ever had.
Period.
Yeah.
There was a game for the PS3 called Eye Domination or something. It was where you used the eye toy and it looked down onto your table and you had like a placemat and you played cards. And when
eye
you
judgment?
Played the card,
was it
like
eye
a
judgment?
Something. It was eye something.
Judgment something.
I have judgment,
I think
judgment.
It was,
yeah.
And you put it down the card, and then that card, it would scan the card, see that monster, and the monster would come out in 3D on there.
So it was like Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yep.
Kind of, but it was like miniature versions. You play against people online. Mm-hmm. I saw it, fucking fell in love with it, and I never got it. Because I never heard anything after that. Like, I didn't hear anybody, like, talking, and like, oh my God, you know? So I figured it didn't do well.
And they're trying to do that with, something similar they're doing that with is the PSP title. What is that monster one that comes with
monster
the camera?
Hunter?
No, it comes with the camera. It's like $39. It comes with the camera. And pretty much what it does... Imagine Pokemon in your house. Imagine you walking around your house and all of a sudden it's like... You've experienced the battle. I guess the camera's on your PSP and as you walk around your house...
Oh, Invisimals?
Invisimals. As you walk around, like, you get into battles at certain points of your house.
So
like,
it's like a Pokemon.
So your house is like a map.
Yeah. And I kind of seen that. I was like, that's kind of cool. I kind of, and for $40 you get the camera and the game. I was like, it's not bad.
For a PSP, that's usually about $40 for a game anyways. Yeah.
It's like, shh. Kind of want to check it out.
That sounds interesting. I like more interactive games that are like that. Not so much like, you know, dance around like an idiot. Yeah. Okay, now jump over this pole. And now turn sideways.
Yeah.
Now you have a sword, you know? I like ones that take you out of that, you know, like doing that or that card game, you know, stuff like that. Some, I don't know. I think it'd be really cool to see where they're going to go with all this.
I got to save up my pennies for my 3DS.
Hey, what's
save
up
my
with
monies.
That Super DS thing or whatever that Lou kept taking pictures
of?
Oh, it's just like a cardboard cutout of a
DS. Is there like an actual DS in
it?
No, it's just pictures?
Yeah. It's just a cardboard cutout of a really big DS.
Yeah, it looks pretty convincing in pictures.
Yeah.
It's like, what? That's crazy. Yeah.
Which, by the way, last time I was here, we talked about Professor Layton, and Robert played it.
I did.
He played the Professor Layton.
I will say that it is a good game. It is a fun game. It's very addicting. It's a game that's addicting and pisses you off at the same time, because you fucking have the right answer, but the game's telling you no. It's lying to you.
Of course they're liars.
Lying is fucking... Whatever.
They're fucking liars.
Yeah. So, anyways, you look past the point of deception. I definitely think
just
that...
Just like a girlfriend.
If... Well, yeah.
Yeah. Can you have the right answer, but you're still wrong, dude. Yeah.
And you can't forget it either. It will not remind you. But anyways, if I would have... I think if it would have came down to it and someone said, hey, here's a DS and it's got Professor Layton and Pokemon and throw some of those titles at me, and here's a PSP which I own, and, you know, it's got, you know, the graphics look better and, you know, it has a little bit more action and M-rated titles, whatever,
right,
older crowd, I think now I would have went with the DS. Just because back then I was like, okay, DS, that's like the Wii, kind of kiddie, not that I'm really going to like, I don't want to touch on the screen and draw, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got the PSP, and then I've been on airplane rides, and I've been playing the PSP, and it's like, I play it, and I get bored. It's just like, whatever. It's not that...
But I think it's
Professor
just because we're older.
With Professor Layton, though, or even Pokemon, I don't care how old you get. If you played Pokemon Red or Blue back in the day,
I know.
You'll never get away from it.
Keep talking.
It's all about
I'm
the
listening.
Blue version.
But Professor Layton is... an addicting
it's good.
Game. Yeah. I don't care about the story. I don't care about any of that.
I just want to play the puzzles.
I just want to play the puzzles. And the puzzles drive me fucking nuts.
Is it purple?
Wow. Hold on.
Is it purple?
No.
Damn.
Nope. He has the Pokemon.
Nice.
Limited edition Pokemon color.
Wow.
That came with yellow at the time. And in the pouch there should be red and blue.
I could not stand yellow version because you started off with Pikachu, and that's bullshit.
I know.
No one
it's more
wants
like
a fucking
pet.
Pikachu.
Yeah.
You have two blue?
Yeah.
You have two blue.
Yeah. Is red not in there?
No.
Red somewhere else then.
I have the...
Red was my original. It was my OG.
Yeah,
I started with red.
I started on red with the see-through purple Game Boy color. And then I really couldn't get into yellow. I didn't really like yellow.
Yeah, it was. I still played through it because fuck, it's Pokemon, you know. But
man, this is fucking. Oh man, to bust this out and
there might be batteries still in it.
I found my crystal version too. I just need to find my original silver.
Crystal.
Still in it.
Fucking, I'm boot it up.
You know what
should
I freaking got? I got Pokemon Pinball. Do you remember?
I remember Pinball.
The little rumble pack.
I hated Pinball.
I liked
dude.
It.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I have the big light thing that goes.
I have that too,
I have that actually in my closet, the fucking folding one.
Yeah.
With the magnifying glass. Yeah.
I always hated the little damn worm lights because I would stick it in and then it would fall out all the time.
I don't know if you guys can hear this. This is history.
Oh, they can hear it.
Nice.
Now put it up there.
Speaker's on the bottom, I think.
It is.
There it is. That's it.
That needs to be a ringtone.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That's our childhood right there.
I used to be...
You don't know how many hours
I've spent all my
know.
Day.
We know. How many hours?
This You're telling the audience right now. You're not telling us. I may actually just go and play through it on the Game Boy again.
You know
Why
what?
Not?
If I had one, I would, just because I have the emulators, and I thought it would be a fun idea. The emulators work to a point. They do, but I think there's something about just having that classic feel. Because I actually have my PSP modded, and I have the emulator on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it, and it works. There's a little screen problem, because the screen on the PSP is bigger, so it's square boxed, and it's cool, but something about it.
Yeah, well, I feel like the emulators, I play my ROMs on the PC. The newer ones, I should say, rather. The newer Pokemons are a lot easier to play on the PC.
Yeah.
The older ones, I can't play on the PC, but I wouldn't mind playing them through again on the Game Boy.
That is just...
That was my purse. That was like my little...
Your satchel?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I have a little... The carrying case, I should say. I should really tell them what we're looking at. It's a carrying case for my Game Boy Color. Back when it's a Pokemon one, it's fucking bright green with a...
Which is a weird color for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Green and purple.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Yeah. Would have been tight if this was red and white, like the Pokeball.
Yeah.
That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah. How's that song work, by the way? The one off the clips from the show.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really had time to work on it, but I'm just trying to figure out how to get it from, 20 to 30 seconds into like 2 minutes, and it's just the process I don't like is just weeding through all the. That's why I asked you, is there any memorable moments that you had, that you liked, because I was really going to help me, because I pretty much just downloaded all the podcasts and just pretty much put it on and play something and just listen, and then every time I heard like, oh fuck, and then I'd write down the time. Okay, Dwight said fuck, oh shit, he said oh shit, you go through. Or if I'd hear a funny quote or a funny moment, like that Santa Cruz moment.
Santa Cruz.
I got it, and I'll go back and I'll edit it. I have that in the cartridges one.
Cartridges.
That was a serious moment in my life. Probably the same time as when I couldn't say linoleum.
I don't even want to try to say that because I don't think I can.
Linoleum? Weird, right?
Yeah, it's a weird-ass word.
Linoleum?
Linoleum.
Linoleum.
See, you got it.
Mom can't say aluminum.
Aluminum.
You can't either.
I know.
Aluminum.
I can't
aluminum.
Say feminine.
Feminine?
Feminine.
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 What about cinnamon?
Cinnamon?
No?
Oh, cinnamon. I can say cinnamon.
Okay.
You say feminine? I can say Eminem. I can say whatever.
I can say Eminem. I just can't say feminine. Feminine.
That's that one letter. It goes from fine to fuck up.
Feminine.
Okay, well, all you feminims, we'll talk to you all later. Thanks again for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.